愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我们请来看哥林多前书第八章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多前书第八章。
1 Corinthians chapter 8.
第一节。
Verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1. Now concerning things offered to idols, we know that we have all knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies.
这个地方在讲知识对拜偶像的东西我们都有知识。
Here this verse tells us that we know about things concerning that are concerned idols.
那接下去他就提到爱心能造就人。
But then it ends with love edifies.
他为什么把知识跟爱心连在一起呢？
Why is it that this verse ties together the two concepts of knowledge and love?
我们如果看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.But be aware lest somehow this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to those who are weak.
这个地方讲，你要谨慎，恐怕你的自由成为软弱人的绊脚石。所以知识让我们得自由。
Knowledge provides us with some freedom.
但是这种自由有一个界限。
But there is a limit to our freedom.
就是爱心。
And that is love.
在前面他就讲到为什么知识会让我们得自由。
And it explains how knowledge gives us freedom.
如果我们看第三节、第四节。
Let's read verses 3 and 4. But if anyone loves God, this one is known by him. Therefore, concerning the eating of things offered to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world.And that there is no other God but one.
第五节。
Verse 5. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there are many gods and many lords.
第六节。
Verse 6. Yet for us there is one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we for him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all are things, all, and through whom we live.
Okay. 这个第五节、第六节。再告诉我们。
Verses 5 and 6 tell us.
特别第四节。
And as well as verse 4.
偶像算不了什么。
That an idol is nothing in the world.
还没有认识真神之前有很多人拜偶像。
Many people before they came to believe in the one true God worshipped idols.
那对他们来讲偶像就是神。
And as far as they are concerned, their idol is their God.
所以有很多人也对偶像很有敬畏的心。
And so there are many people who have, hold reverence for idols.
那如果我们认识神之后，
But after we come to know God,
我们就知道神只有一位。
We know that there is just one God.
那第五节。
In verse 5.
虽然世界上有很多称为神的。
So though there are many so-called gods.
所以各种不同的宗教都在拜神。
There are a variety of religions that worship a God figure.
但是第六节我们拜的就是一位神。
Verse 6 tells us, yet for us there is one God.
他就是我们的父亲，万物的来源。
He is our Father, in whom are all things.
所以这位神万有都是本于他，从他出来的。
The God we worship is the origin of all things.
也是依靠他的权柄能力才能够一直持续下去。
And only by relying on his power and his grace can we continue.
那也是为着他的荣耀而造的。
And all things have been created for his glory.
所以我们有了这个知识之后，偶像真的算不了什么，它只不过是一块木头。
And so once we have this knowledge, we know that these idols are nothing.
那我们就得到自由了。
And in that sense, we are freed.
可以不可以到庙里面去看？
Can we visit temples to see these idols?
比方说我到一个风景区去，刚好一个很大的庙。
Perhaps we visit a tourist site or a landscape, and there's this big temple.
我可以不可以进到庙里面去参观
Is it okay if I take a tour of the temple or go inside and take a look?
我们拜全能的神，这里面的偶像算不了什么。
We worship the Almighty God, and so these idols here are count for nothing.
所以有了这个知识，你要进到里面去参观，这没有问题啊。我们不是去拜偶像。
And so with this knowledge, it's not a problem for us to go in and take a look because we don't worship idols.
甚至里面你在那里睡一觉也算不了什么。
And even if you took a nap in a temple, it doesn't count for anything.
知识叫我们自由。
So this is how knowledge gives us freedom.
但是我们是不是就真的到风景区了，我们就进到偶像庙里面去看呢？
But with this freedom, do we really go when we go to a site? Can we go inside a temple and take a look?
那我们就要看我这样做会对旁边的人造成什么影响。
We should take it a step further and think about if I did this, how would this affect the people around me?
如果我们做的会让一个本来拜偶像的回去拜偶像，那就不应该做了。
If by doing this, a person who used to worship idols will return to worshiping idols, then we ought not do this.
所以如果我们看13节。
Let's read verse 13.
第8章13节。
Chapter 8, verse 13. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never again eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble.
在旧约时代，有很多洁净不洁净的东西。
In the Old Testament, they've specified certain foods as clean or unclean.
那到新约时代，这个都可以吃了。And
come the New Testament, all these foods are permissible.
但是对犹太人来讲，这变成他们的文化跟传统。But
for Jews, these food restrictions have become part of their culture and their tradition.
所以当一个人还没有成熟到他可以从吃的东西得到自由。
And so when a person's faith hasn't matured to the point where they can be freed from their food restrictions,
他还是觉得吃拜偶像，吃这个不洁净的动物，这个是不好的。
They may still feel that it's not appropriate to eat food that's considered unclean.
那这样我们在犹太人的传统社会之下，那我们就用爱心来做，他不吃我们也不吃。
And so under the Jewish customs and culture, out of respect for them, we might refrain from eating food that they consider unclean.
其实我们是自由的，你要吃什么都可以。But
actually, we ourselves are free. We can eat whatever we like.
只是他还没有这么成熟，避免他跌倒，所以我们就不吃。But
rather, our peers, if they haven't come to that understanding, we don't want to eat food that may cause their faith to stumble.
所以基督徒有没有自由？很有自由。
So actually, Christians are very free.
真理叫我们得自由。
That the truth has set us free.
不但从罪里面得到自由。
Not only have we been freed from sin.
就是从罪的捆绑里面得到自由。
That is, we've been freed from the bondage of sin.
也让我们从我们的传统文化里面得到自由。
It also frees us from these cultural norms or traditions.
因为我们认识了神的真理。
Because we recognize God's truth.
那是不是每件事情都可以做呢？
But does this mean that we can do anything we wish?
那到最后，我们判别的标准就是我们这样做会对周围的人产生什么影响？
But at some point, we must consider if we do something, how will it affect the people around us?
所以到第十章，如果我们看第十章。
So if we turn to chapter 10.
23节。
Verse 23. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify.
这个地方讲凡事都可行。
Here it explains that everything is lawful.
但不都有益处。
But they're not always helpful.
不一定对自己都有好处。
And doesn't necessarily bring benefit to yourself.
所以圣经说我们要爱别人如自己。
The Bible reminds us that we should love others as we love ourselves.
爱别人的标准就是我们爱自己。
That is, the love with which we love others is the same as the love with which we love ourselves.
那如果对我们没有益处的，我们爱自己，我们就不会做。
If something isn't good for us, then because we love ourselves, we won't do it.
比方说抽烟。
For instance, smoking.
圣经可以找得到不可以抽烟吗？
Is there any passage in the Bible that prohibits smoking?
从头翻到尾也没有一句话不可以抽烟。
If you read and flip through the entire Bible, there is not a single prohibition against smoking.
但是抽烟为什么不可以做？
But why is it that we should not smoke?
因为它对我们自己没有好处。
Because it provides no benefit to yourself.
身体是神的殿。
Your body is a temple of God.
神住在我们里面。
And God lives within us.
抽烟是毁坏神的殿。
And so smoking destroys God's temple.
所以对自己没有益处，不应该做。
And so if something is not beneficial or helpful for yourself, then you shouldn't do it.
所以自由有一个界限就是爱，爱自己，爱别人。
And so the limit to our freedom could be is love, that is self-love and love for others.
那下面说，凡事都不可行，但不都造就人。
The second part of this verse says, all things are lawful for me, but not all things edify.
也就是说我们这样做，对别人有没有造就，能够不能建立他的德性。
The question is, you know, if something is lawful for me, will that action edify or lift up others?
比方说，如果我们生了孩子以后，
for instance, if after we have had children,
你就发现，有一些事情不能做。
You may find that there are certain things that you cannot do anymore.
有一对夫妻两个都在上班。
There is a couple, and both of them are working.
那回来很累，他就放着电视在看电视。
And because when they return home, they're very tired, they turn on the television.
其实也不是真的看电视，只不过借着这样让自己放松一下。
It's not so much that they're actually watching television, but just a way of relaxing.
那他有一个大概三四岁的小孩子。
And they have a child who is maybe 3 or 4 years old.
有一天就发现，他的小孩子怎么会讲这样的话？
And one day they've noticed that their child is saying words that they did not expect.
这个两兄弟在替洋娃娃穿衣服。
There's two brothers who are putting on clothes for a doll.
那只有三岁会讲说，这样穿比较 sexy。
And then this 3-year-old child will say, "Oh, you should wear it like this because it's sexier."
那这个父母听了这个话，我没有教他，他怎么会？
And so the parents are perplexed because they didn't teach their child such terms.
就发现他们在看电视当中，小孩子坐在旁边，小孩子从那个电视学来的。
And so they discovered that as the TV is on, their child picked up these terms and concepts.
所以以后他们虽然很累他不能看电视。
So in the future, when despite being very tired, they wouldn't turn on the television.
对大人来讲，他可以分别。
For an adult, they can discern for themselves.
对小孩子来讲，他没有办法分别。
But for a child, they're unable to make judgments on their own.
所以一旦要当父母，对小孩子有不良影响，他没有办法分辨的，我们就要把它过滤掉。
And so, when you become a parent, there are certain things that you refrain from doing because they cannot be properly, a child cannot judge properly for themselves.
那这个就是爱心。
And so this is a form of love.
所以基督徒有成熟了，有很多事可以做，但是因为爱心，我们就不能做。
Because we are in Christ, many things are lawful for us, but out of love for others, we don't do them.
所以凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify others.
因此我们所要想的是不只是说我这样做。可以不可以？还要想我这样做对别人有什么影响
？So we need to consider not just whether or not something is okay for us to do, but whether this action will negatively impact other people.
那这个所谓小孩子有两个解释，一个是年纪上叫小孩子。
So when we talk about children, we might consider individuals of a certain age to be children.
那第二个就是对我们新受洗的同龄。
But another interpretation of children could be members among us who are newly baptized.
他是出生的婴孩。
In some sense, they are newborn infants.
比方说在聚会时间。
For instance, when it comes to service time.
那有的人就在外面走来走去。
Some people are walking around outside.
我们可以了解，因为有时候当父母要换尿布，要弄奶瓶。
We can understand that for parents, you know, they have these various tasks they need to handle.
但是久了以后也会变习惯。
But after some period of time, this becomes a habit.
那这样做现在对一个初信、对一个慕道朋友会有什么影响？
If this behavior persists, like how will that affect a newly baptized member?
他觉得这样也是可行的。
They may think that, well, such action is permissible.
所以如果我喜欢，我也可以坐到外面去。
And so if I prefer, I can sit outside as well.
这是我的自由。
This is my freedom of choice.
因为你看谁，他也是儿童教员，他也是在外面坐。
And they might say, like, point to other members and say, look, there are RE teachers, they are sitting outside as well.
那我们的自由就变成别人的绊脚石。And
then our freedom becomes a stumbling block to other people.
所以我们在很多事情上我们有自由，但是要考虑对别人的影响。
And so in many things, we are free to do what we choose, but we need to consider the effect of our actions on other people.
那这个就是属灵的父母。
And so this is what it means to be a spiritual parent.
考虑到一个属灵上还没有成熟的人对他的影响。
That you consider the effect of your actions on those who are spiritually children.
好，那我们再回到哥林多前书的第十章。
Now let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
31节。
Verse 31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
这里讲我们做什么事都要为荣耀神而行。
This verse tells us that whatever we do, we should do for God's glory.
所以不是每一件事情圣经都找得到答案。
And so it's not that for every matter that we contemplate doing, the Bible has a stance on it.
圣经给我们一个大原则。
The Bible provides us principles.
所以找不到答案的时候就用大原则去判别。
And so if we can't find an explicit recitation about whether or not to do something, we need to look to the principles in the Bible.
那最后一个原则最重要，能不能荣耀神。
And so one of the key principles is whether or not this action will glorify God.
比方说，圣经里面说，不可以醉酒。
For instance, the Bible tells us that we shouldn't get drunk.
那不可以醉酒，那我就可以喝酒了。
Does that mean if I don't get drunk, it's okay for me to drink wine?
但是我们想想看，如果我们喝了酒到公园里面去发传单。
But let's think about it. If we get drink and get buzzed and then go out to pass out church flyers.
别人跟我们一讲话，会发现，你的嘴里面有酒味。
If people talk to us and notice the smell of alcohol in our breath.
那即使我们没有醉酒。
Even though we aren't drunk.
我们要发传单请他来教会，就会打折扣。
It creates a
就会效果就会
Yeah, it creates a different slant when we're trying to invite people to come to church.
所以 能够荣耀神的，一定可以造就人。
And so anything we do that can glorify God can surely edify those around us.
能够荣耀神的，一定对我们有好处。
And anything that glorifies God ultimately benefits ourselves.
所以我们回来看哥林多前书第八章。
So let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
这里在讲，知识叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。
Verse 1 says, knowledge puffs up, but love edifies.
他为什么讲自高自大?
Why does it describe that knowledge puffs up?
这就是我的自由，我不管你。
An attitude one could take would be, this is my freedom of choice, why should I have to care what you think about it?
那当一个人没有把别人放在眼中的时候，那个叫自高自大。
And so when you disregard the concern of other people, that's when you puff yourself up or become haughty.
那当我们有爱心的时候，我们就会把周围的人放入我们的考虑。
But when we have love, then we will consider the people around us as we make decisions.
好，我们看加拉太书的第六章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
第二节。
Verse 2. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ.
这里讲个人的重担要互相担当，这样就完全基督的律法。 基督的律法是什么?
Here it refers to the law of Christ. And what is Christ's law?
基督的律法就讲到最后就是爱。
The foundation of Christ's love, the law of Christ is love.
所有圣经的话都是从爱出来的。
All the words in the Bible emerge from the fundamental concept of love.
好, 那这里讲重担互相担当是什么意思?
And what does it mean when it says, bear one another's burdens?
如果我们看第六章的第一节,
if we read chapter 6, verse 1,
弟兄偶然被过犯所胜,
brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass,
那你们属灵的人要用温柔的心把他挽回过来,
you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness.
什么是属灵人?
Who is a spiritual person?
属灵人就是有基督的心。
A spiritual person is one who has the heart of Christ.
那基督的心里面有一个重点，就是对人有怜悯，有爱心。
An important aspect of Christ, the heart of Christ, is that he has mercy toward other people.
所以当我们看到一个人在软弱当中，他已经沉沦到罪恶的旁边了。
So when we see a person in a moment of weakness where they have sunk to where they might commit a sin,
我们也可以说他跟我没有关系呀，这是我的自由。
We can take the tact that, well, that's their problem, and it's my freedom to not care.
但是当我们有基督的心,
but when we have the heart of Christ,
这个人的软弱就变成我们的责任。
This person's weakness becomes our responsibility.
所以用温柔的心把它挽回过来。
And such a spiritual person shall restore this one in a spirit of gentleness.
所以当我们受洗加入教会，就加入这个大家庭。
So when we have baptized, we are in the family of Christ in this church.
那教会的荣耀就是神的同在。
The glory of a church is the abidance of God.
那神的同在的教会里面有一个非常重要的特色，就是它有爱。
A church in which God abides is that shows itself with love.
走出教会，我们强调是自由，这是美国自由。
If we leave church, or outside of church, the emphasis is on freedom.
但是当我们进到教会,
on personal freedom. But when we come to church,
对，我们从圣经有我们的自由。
We do have a freedom that's given to us from the Bible.
但是我们要以爱心来考虑到什么程度我们可以用我们的自由。
But with love, we consider the extent to which we may exercise our freedom.
有时候这个自由包括我们的生活方式。
Sometimes this freedom encompasses the manner in which we live.
我要怎么生活，这是我的自由啊。
You might think, well, however I wish to live is my personal choice and preference.
不错，我怎么生活，这是我的自由。
And that's not incorrect. This is your personal choice.
但是当我们在教会里面，我们所承担的责任越大，我们的工作越重要的时候，我们就要想，我的生活方式对别人会有什么影响。
But as we serve in church and have more and more responsibilities, we need to consider how our life choices affect those around us in church.
因为如果一个人灵性很成熟，他可以直接透过圣经去效法基督。
A person who is spiritually mature can directly learn through the Bible and imitate Christ.
但是如果一个人没有到那个程度,
but if a person hasn't developed to that steps in their faith,
他要从教会里面去看看有没有谁有什么榜样能够让我效法。
They instead look to examples of the members in the church.
所以我们的自由就变成我们要考虑我这样的生活方式会对一些信徒有什么 影响。
So as we exercise our freedom, we should think if my life choices will affect the faith of the people in church.
如果有正面的影响，这是好的。
If there's a positive impact, then this is good.
我们现在看第九章。
Let's now look at chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章。
First Corinthians chapter 9.
我们看第一节。
Verse 1. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord?
这里保罗说，我不是自由吗？我不是使徒吗？我不是见过主耶稣的吗？这里他用问题其实在表达他是自由的。
So here Paul poses a set of questions to illustrate that he is indeed free.
好，那做使徒又有什么样的权利？
But what kind of authority comes with being an apostle?
如果我们看第三节,
let's take a look at verse 3. My defense to those who examine me is this. 4. Do we have no right to eat and drink?
第五,
Verse 5, do we have no right to take along a believing wife, as do also the other apostles, the brothers of the Lord and Cephas?
这里保罗是在讲传福音要靠福音养生。
Here Paul is addressing the issue of when you preach the gospel, you have a livelihood by the gospel.
这是他的权利，或者说权柄。
And this is his authority.
然后接下去他就引用旧约圣经。
And in this passage, it continues, he points to examples in the Old Testament.
在第九节。
And verse 9.
牛在床上踹谷，不可以笼住他的嘴。
You shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain.
因为他既然在踩上踹谷，所以他就有这个权利吃那个东西。
Because an ox is treading out the grain, he's allowed to, he has the right to eat of the grain that he is treading.
所以十一节。
So verse 11.Is it oxen God is concerned about? If we have sown spiritual things for you, is it a great thing if we reap your material things?
那我们把属灵的种子撒在你们中间，从你们中间来收割奉养肉身之物。这个不是权利。
This refers to the authority of the apostle, that is, if they have sown spiritual things for you, is it a big deal if they reap the material things?
但是接下去保罗怎么讲？
But following, what does Paul say?
我们看十二节。
Let's read verse 12. If others are partakers of this right over you, are we not even more? Nevertheless, we have not used this right, but endure all things, lest we hinder the gospel of Christ.
所以到最后，保罗就选择放弃这个权利。
In the end, Paul decided to set aside this right authority that he has as an apostle.
原因是什么？
And what is the reason for him setting this aside? 免得
基督的福音被阻隔。
The reason he cites is that lest we hinder the gospel of Christ.
所以在一个没有问题的地方，保罗来享受这个权利。
So in some sense, there's no issue with Paul enjoying this authority as an apostle.
但是对一个有问题的地方，保罗就觉得让人能够接受福音不必花钱，这个最重要，所以这个权利就不要。
But to the extent his actions may cause any kind of controversy and hinder the gospel of Christ, he is willing to set that aside.
所以这给我们一个例，有一个榜样就是我们在教会里面不要太强调权利。
And so this gives us an example of how we shall not emphasize authority in church.
在外面我们有很多的 right 是现在人特别强调的。
Perhaps outside of church, we have a set of rights, and it's emphasized in society today about our individual rights.
但是在教会里面，我们要强调是怎么做，我能够帮助教会合一，圣工能够进步，这个超越一切。
But when we come to church, our focus should be on what shall we do to unify the church so we can promote holy work, and this is the highest priority of all.
所以为了要达到这个目标我们很多我们觉得我可以做的，我们也可以把它忽略过去。
And so, in order to attain this goal, we set aside some of our freedoms so that we can reach this.
所以保罗说我没有用过这样的权柄。
So, which is why Paul says here he has not taken up this right.
好，那我们现在再来看哥林多前书的第九章。
So now let's look back again at 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
十九节。
Verse 19. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more.
这里讲我是自由的，
Here,
没有人管辖。
Paul describes that he is free and he is not accountable to anybody.
比方说我们今天到教会来。
So for instance, today we come to church.
我是自由的，我要几点来我就几点来。
We are free to choose when we come and when we go.
没有人管我们。
Nobody is going to tell us otherwise.
但是他下面就提到，然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，为着要多得人。
But here Paul says, I have made myself a servant to all that I might win the more.
仆人就没有自由了。
A servant does not have freedom.
因为仆人就是有主人。
Because a servant has a master.
但是我甘心选择要做众人的仆人。
Paul here voluntarily selects to be a servant to all.
也就是众人变成我的主人。
That is, everyone around him becomes his master.
那我要来服侍他。
And he shall serve them.
为什么？
Why is it?
为着要多得人。
The reason is so that he might win the more people over to Christ.
所以我们来教会也可以两个态度，我是自由的，我来做做就回去了。
So when we come to church, there are a few attitudes we may have. For instance, we can come, we sit around, and then we leave.
教会是跟我没有关系。
Church has nothing to do with me.
我奉献，这样我就尽责任了。
I've offered tithe, and so I've exercised my responsibility.
有慕道者来，这个是宣道主的责任。
If there are new people that come to visit, well, this is the evangelism team's responsibility.
不然我们选择宣道主要做什么？
Otherwise, what's the point of an evangelism team if this is not what their duty is?
所以我们来到教会就是参加个聚会，听听道理，然后就走了。
So we come to church, we listen to the sermon, and then we leave.
这是我们的自由。
This is our freedom.
但是如果我们看保罗，他的心态是什么？
But let's look at Paul's heart and his attitude.
我是自由的。
He says that I am free.
但是我有个目标。
But I have a goal.
我要多得人。
And my goal is that I want to win more souls.
让教会多救一些人。
So that the church can save more people.
那为着让教会多救一些人。
And so in order to help the church save more people,
我要做仆人。
I am a servant.
我已经没有自由了。
I have no freedom anymore.
所以每一次我们看到一个慕道者。
So every time we see a visitor or a truth seeker,
我就想我要怎么帮助他。
Let's think, how shall we help this person?
所以他道理可以更清楚。
So they can come to a clearer understanding of the truth.
那我们有这样想的时候，我们就有一个责任。
And so when we start thinking this way, we take up this responsibility for ourselves.
去跟他问安。
That we might greet them.
然后去跟他交谈。
And talk to them.
然后跟他讲一些我们个人的见证。
And tell.And testify about our personal experience in God.
所以我是自由的，本来这些慕道朋友跟我都没有关。
So I'm free, and these visitors to our church have nothing to do with me.
那现在因为我们有基督的爱在里面。
But because we are moved by the love of Christ within us,
我们就发现这个自由就受到限制了。
We've curtailed our own personal freedom.
那现在我看到每一个慕道朋友，我都觉得我有责任当仆人一样，要来亲近他，要来对他做一个什么，让他能够更相信主。
And so now we've taken up the responsibility. Anytime we see a truth seeker or a visitor come, we want to greet them. We want to talk to them.
那如果每一个人都有这样的心态
，So if everyone has this attitude.
不强调个人的自由，而强调我们在主里出于爱神应该怎么做，那我们的教会会非常的温暖。
That we don't emphasize our personal rights and freedoms, but instead think about how to promote unity in church, then the sense and harmony in church will improve.
好，那我们现在看二十节。
Let's read verse 20.
好，请。
And to the Jews, I became a Jew as a Jew.That I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law.
所以到最后，他要想要得到那在律法以下的人。
And so Paul, in order to gain those who are under the law,
那要得到律法以下的人怎么办？
How should we go about gaining the souls who are under the law?
像犹太人，我就做犹太人。
To the Jews, I became as a Jew.
年纪越大要改变越难了。
As we get older, it's hard for us to change ourselves.
但是有时候我们如果没有改变很难得到我们所要救的那一个人。
But if we don't change ourselves, it's very hard for us to gain the person that we want to save.
比方说，我们到非洲去传福音。
For example, when we go to Africa to preach the gospel.
去到加拿，每一个妇女都蒙头。
When we go to Kenya, we see all the women, they have covered their heads.
那也有曾经我们工人想要改变这个传统。
In the past, we have had church workers who tried to change this tradition.
这个不合圣经了，要把那个蒙头拿掉。
And we've explained how this isn't biblical to cover your heads like this.
每一次传掉觉得要改变他们传统的时候，常常会教会产生混乱。
But every time someone tries to change this practice, it creates a lot of chaos in the church.
我们首先想说这个传统有没有违反圣经。
So to take a different tact, does this tradition, is it against any principle in the Bible?
如果没有违反圣经。
If it doesn't violate any of the principles in the Bible,
我们就不需要去改变。
Then we don't have to change it.
不只是不需要去改变。
Not only do we not need to change it.
有时候为着得到那一些人，我们要做跟那一些我们要学习他们的生活方式。
But rather, in order to gain the souls of those who prefer that, we meet them where they are and practice those same practices.
所以保罗跟一些门徒要回到耶路撒冷。
So when Paul returned to Jerusalem with some of the apostles,
那里有很多虔诚的犹太人。
There are many reverent Jews who were there.
他就叫那些跟他的人也去做犹太人要做的事情。
Paul asked those who were with him to also do the things that the Jews were doing.
这个就是要向什么人得到什么人。
And so this is what Paul means when he says,
做什么人为了得到什么人。
He becomes who he wishes to save.
好，我们看二十一节。
Let's read verse 21. To those who are without law, as without law, not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without law.
那对外邦人来讲那不需要割礼。
So to the Gentiles at the time, there was no need for circumcision.
这是犹太人的传统。
This is a tradition of the Jews.
所以他就不再讲割礼。
And so, Paul doesn't discuss circumcision.
那这样我们才有共同的基础来追求信仰。
And so, with this common foundation, we can pursue our faith in Christ.
二十二节。
22. To the weak, I become as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some.
这里讲像软弱人，我就做软弱人。为着要得着软弱的人有时候我们很困难的就是对软弱的人我们是做刚强的。
Sometimes it's hard for us when we see others who are weak to be the strong one.
所以我们就很难得到软弱的人。
And so it could be hard for us to gain the hearts of those who are weak.
比方说有时候别人会问安息日的聚会。
Sometimes people ask about Sabbath services.
守安息日这是圣经的教训。
Observing the Sabbath is a teaching in the Bible.
但是对一个软弱人来讲，我只能够安息日早上来。
To a person who might be weak, they may say, "Well, I can only attend the morning service."
那没有关系，你就早上来吧。
It's okay. Just come when you can. Come in the morning.
要求神帮助。
But we should ask God to help us.
将来公司帮你安排，让你下午也没有工作，你的目标就是要整天守安息日。
That maybe in the future your company will let you take Saturday afternoon off with the goal of observing the entire day of Sabbath.
像献十一捐。
For instance, tithing 10%.
有的人觉得我经济很紧这个做不来。
Some people may feel that my budget's really tight. It's very hard for me to pull this out.
做不来，你从5% 先也没有关系你做得多少就多算多少。
Perhaps if 10% seems unattainable, we could start at 5%, whatever you can do.
那最后的目标就是回到圣经，要献十一捐来感谢神。
But in the end, the goal is to ultimately tithe 10% as it is taught in the Bible.
所以目标达到圣经的要求，这是我们的目标。
And so the Bible sets a standard to which we should strive.
但是每一个人信心的程度不同。
But everyone's faith in their progression on their journey is different.
所以就从最基本这样一直往完全一直迈进。
And so everyone takes steps toward being perfect.
所以我们这样做，为着要让那个软弱人能够得到救恩，而且让他能够一直进步。
And so we do this so that we can gain those who are weak and guide them to salvation.
所以我们可以看到保罗虽然是一个自由的人。
So we can see here that although Paul himself is a free man,
因为他有爱心，要关心人的灵魂，要救人灵魂，他真的是做很多的牺牲。
Because he has love and he wants to save those around him and this, save more souls to Christ, he has put a great deal of limitations on his freedom.
我们看 23节。
Verse 23. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 23. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be partaker of it with you.
这里讲, 凡我所行的都是为福音的缘故。
Everything he does for the sake of the gospel.
所以他只有一个目标，要多救一些人。
So Paul's goal is that he wants to save more souls.
所以为了达到这个目标。
In order to make progress toward this goal,
我什么自由都可以牺牲,
he's willing to sacrifice and curtail all of his freedom
为着多得人,
to gain more souls.
这是爱心,
this is Paul's love.
所以自由的界限就是爱心,
so the boundary, the limit of our freedom is love.
唱诗,
let's sing a hymn.
唱诗, 34首,
let's sing hymn 30.